Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Treasurer is here, too. Bill's a longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and chief encouragement officer at Giant Leap Consulting, author of a number of books, including all the ones we've helped him launch, Courage Goes to Work, The Leadership Killer, and a bunch of others. He's our good friend. Bill, welcome back.
Jim, I think that we should also tell your listeners that I'm the only member of the Brain Trust with half a brain.
I keep forgetting to bring that up. Hey, Bill, it's good to have you here. Thank you for hanging out with us. And by the way, Bill, I do the jokes on the show here, so just get that straight.
I was waiting with that one. It was loaded for bear.
Yeah, I know. I don't take the easy ones. Hey, Bill, I was telling the audience about your work with leadership, your work with courage, helping people understand those two things. And the more you think about it, if you've been a leader, if you are courageous, it's not always clear, it's not always known what starts the whole thing. I mean, sometimes you find the need to be courageous, and then leadership is required from that. Sometimes leadership requires you to step up and be courageous. They're kind of interchangeable, aren't they?
Yeah, sometimes, courage is thrust upon you that out of desperation. You're sort of pushed into your discomfort zone. You're pushed into your courage through no choice of your own, through the desperation of the circumstances outside of your business that it warrants courage on your part. On the other hand, there are some times where you're intentionally going into courage because you set a goal that is so ambitious, you know that you can't do it on your own. You're going to need some courage mojo from you and the other people in your organizations. So sometimes it's intentional, but more often than not, it's out of desperation.
Yeah, and of course, I always remind people the difference between courage and bravery. A lot of times people say, want to know that, and I say, well, bravery is when you do something because, as you say, it's been thrust upon you all of a sudden. Courage is when you're brave after you've had time to think about it, right?
Yeah, right. It's in retrospect. and sometimes what may be courageous for another person is not so evident on the outside to you. So you may be looking at somebody else thinking, okay, so they did that thing. But that thing for them was really a petrifying experience and really mm-hmm. uncomfortable, but it's not displayed. So you can't really judge another person's courage because you don't know what's going on
in
a different human being.
But we can,
whatever they might be facing.
That is a good point because we can judge their leadership because leadership is a quantifiable component. It is a behavior that is quantified. It has results. Results are expected, and sometimes you get a result that you don't like. But the one of the things that I want you to talk about today is how do we help other people become leaders? What is, as a leader, as someone who had to demonstrate courage, how do we foster that? How do we instill that in others?
Yeah, it's a great and essential topic, right? And it's interesting because you and I have talked about a lot of stuff over the 16 years we've known each other, and a lot stemming from my books. But the one topic we really haven't talked about is how do you develop leadership in other folks? And it's such an essential thing, and it's really what I do with my business.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bulk of my business. The first thing is that if you want to set a climate where other people are willing to activate the leader in them, you have to first be a good role model of yourself, right? Like you've got to be a good role model of the values and behaviors that you want other people to demonstrate. It can't be do as I say and not as I do. You have to do both. So it starts with your own integrity and your own upholding and embodiment of a value system. So it starts with you as a role model.
You know, when I had my consulting company a few decades ago, I was working with a client, and I was trying to help him develop his stable of leaders under him, his support people who were going to maybe even one day take over the business. And we were talking about, he had not brought up this one person. And I said, what about him? How come you haven't brought him up? He said, well, he wants to be a leader, but he can't find anybody to follow him.
Mm.
And mm-hmm. So that's what you're talking
right.
about, the role model thing. He wasn't enough of a role model to get people, because that's how people don't follow you because you say, get in line behind me. People follow you. They might go along with you out of coercion, maybe to keep their job. But if you want people to follow you, to really follow you, you have to instill that. You have to inspire them, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you have to earn it, right, every day. So the co-author of my book, The Leadership Killer, John Havlick, who's a Navy SEAL, you know, he talks about earning your trident every day. You have to earn your leadership. You have to earn the followership of your leadership mm-hmm. every day. And you know this because you're a military guy. The idea of you have to keep the confidences of your yeah. followers. And mm-hmm. if you lose their confidence, you lose everything. And you lose it by not being a good role model.
Well, and part of that is being decisive and making decisions. People who can't make decisions cannot lead other people. What do you think?
Yeah, you've got, you know, you can't waffle. You've got to have backbone. You have to have resolve. And people need to see that in you. And, of course, you anchor that to a set of principles that, you know, you sort of put your mm-hmm. your anchor down and say, here, these things are the untouchables. These
right.
things are the non-negotiables. And that helps you make decisions. And a lot of people, you know, haven't really codified your value system. It's one of the first things that we do with leaders when we're bringing them up is to make sure that they understand what their values are,
mm-hmm.
The values that they'll stand for, and make sure that they are very clear about
those are the expectations, aren't they?
Others.
The expectations. And
absolutely. It has to be very clear expectations. I mean, it's part of your role modeling is to set forth those expectations so that people know what they are. But then you've got to live them, too.
Yeah.
You can't, like, put these expectations out for others and then not embody them yourself.
And one of the things, and I wrote about this weekend, Bill, one of the things you have to do as a leader, you have when you start leading other people and you're training them to be leaders, you've got to forego your own perfection, because only you can be perfect in your eyes. They can't be perfect. They can only seek excellence. And that's the expectation, I think, that smart leaders do, that they expect, is they expect excellence, not perfection. And we'll talk about that and some more things with our good friend Bill Treasure. I need your website quickly, Bill.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.